Crescendo events were the result of a lot of playtesting. Playtesters really loved the finales, but since it can take like an hour or so to get to each one, they were missing these kinds of intense experiences along the way. What playtesters liked most about the finale was that it was the one time they were able to stop, catch a breath, make plans, and set up traps for the infected. During the rest of the campaign, you're always on the run, reacting to the infected and trying to move forward. So these crescendo events came out of wanting to get more of that planning and strategy into the rest of the campaign. These events also helped a bunch with team building. Like the minigun is really important, and if no one's manning it, your team probably won't do too well. But the minigunner is really vulnerable. They have a limited angle of view, they can't watch their backs anymore, so they have to depend on their teammates to cover them. With crescendo events on the way to the finale, we not only vary the pacing, but we help build the skills and coordination that will enable teams to survive the ultimate battle at the finale.